I will not speak with her.
She is importunate, indeed distract. Her mood will needs be pitied.
What would she have?
She speaks much of her father, says she hears there's tricks of the world, and hymns and beats her heart, spurns enviously at stores, speaks things in doubts that carry but heart sense. Her speech is nothing, yet the unshapered use of it doth move the hearers to collection. They aim at it, and botch the words up fit to their own thoughts, which as her winks and nods and gestures yield them, indeed would make one think there might be thought, though nothing sure, yet much unhappy.
'Twere good she was spoken with, for she may strew dangerous conjectures in ill-breeding minds.
Let her come in. My sick soul, the sin's true nature is, each toy seems prologue to some greater miss. So full of artless jealousy is guilt, it spills itself in fearing to be spilt.
Where is the beauteous majesty of Denmark?
Oh, now, Ophelia.
How should I, your true love, know from another one? By his cocko hat and scarf and his sandal shoon.
Alas, sweet lady, what imports this song?
I pray you, Mark. He is dead and gone, lady, he is dead and gone. At his head a grass green turf, at his heels a stone.
Nay, but Ophelia.
Pray you, Mark. White his shroud is the mountain snow.
Alas, look here, my lord.
Flooded with sweet flowers, which be wet to the grave, did not go with true love showers.
How do you, pretty lady?
Well, God yield you. They say the owl was a baker's daughter. Lord, we know what we are, but we know not what we may be. God be at your table.
Conceit upon her father.
Pray you, let's have no words of this. But when they ask you what it means, say you this. Tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day, all in the morning betime, and I am made at your window to be your valentine. Then up he rose and donned his clothes and off the chamber door. Let in the maid that out a maid never departed more.
Pretty Ophelia.
Indeed, ah, without an oath I'll make an end on't. By cheese and vice and charity, alack and fie for shame, young men will do it if they come to it. By cock they are to blame. If she, before you tumbled me, you promised me to wed. He answers, so would I have done by yonder sun, and thou hadst not come to my bed.
How long hath she been thus?
I hope all will be well. We must be patient. But I cannot choose but weep, to think they would lay him in the cold ground. My brother shall know of it. And so I thank you for your good counsel. Come, my coach. Good night, ladies. Good night. Sweet ladies. Good night. Good night.
Follow her close. Give her good watch, I pray you. All this is the poison of deep grief. It springs all from her father's death. And now, behold. Oh, Gertrude, Gertrude. When sorrows come, they come not single spies, but in battalions. First her father slain, next your son gone, and he most violent author of his own just removed. The people muddied, thick and unwholesome in their thoughts and whispers for good Polonia's death, and we have done but greenly in hugger-mugger to enter him. Poor Ophelia, divided from herself and her fair judgment, without the which we are pictures or mere beasts. Last, and as much containing as all these, her brother is in secret come from France, feeds on his wonder, keeps himself in clouds, and wants not brothers to infect his ear with pestilent speeches of his father's death, where in necessity of matter beggared, will nothing stick our person to arraign in ear and ear. Oh, my dear Gertrude, this like to a murdering piece in many places, gives me so
alack, what noise is this?
Help! Where are my Switzers? Let them guard the door. What is the matter?
Save yourself, my lord. The ocean, overpeering of his list, eats not the flax with more impetuous haste than young Laertes in a riotous head or bears your officers. The rabble call him lord. And as the world were now but to begin, antiquity forgot, custom not known, the ratifiers and pops of every word, they cry, choose we, Laertes shall be king. Taps, hands, and tongues applauded to the clouds. Laertes shall be king! Laertes, king!
Oh, surely on the false trail, they cry. Oh, this is counter, you false Danish tongue.
Oh,
who is this king? send you all without. I pray you give me leave.
We will. We will.
I thank you. Keep the door. Oh, thou vile king, give me my father.
Calmly, good lady.
That drop of bloodless calm proclaims me bastard. Christ cuckold to my father, brands the harlot even here between the chaste unsmirched brows of my true mother.
What is the cause, Laertes, that thy rebellion looks so childlike? Let him go, Gertrude. Do not fear our person. There such divinity doth hedge a king. The treason can but peep to what it would. Acts little of his will. Tell me, Laertes, why thou art thus incensed. Let him go, Gertrude. Speak, man.
Where is my father?
Dead.
But not by him.
Let him demand his fill.
How came he dead? I'll not be juggled with. To hell allegiance, vows to the blackest devil, conscience and grace to the profoundest pit. I dare damnation. To this point I stand, that both the worlds I give to negligence. Let come what comes. Only I'll be revenged most truly for my father.
Who shall stay you?
My will, not all the worlds. And for my means I'll husband them so well they shall go far with little.
Good, Laertes. If you desire to know the certainty of your dear father, it's written in your revenge, the sweepstake you will draw both friend and foe, winner and loser.
None but his enemies.
Will you know them then?
To his good friends, thus wide I'll open my arms, and like the kind, life-rendering pelican, repass them with my blood.
Why, now you speak like a good child, a true gentleman, that I am guiltless of your father's death, and I'm most sensibly in grief for it. It shall as level to your judgment peer as day does to your eye.
And now, what noise is that? Oh, heat, dry up my brains. Tears seven times salt burn out the sense and virtue of mine eye. By heaven, thy madness shall be paid with weight till our scale turn the beam. O Rose of May, dear May, kind sister, sweet Ophelia. O heavens, is possible a young maid's wits should be as mortal as an old man's life? Nature is fine in love, and where it is fine, it sends some precious instance of itself after the thing it loves.
They bore him barefaced on the bier. Hey, nonny, hey, nonny, hey, nonny. And in his grave rained many a tear. Say well, my dove.
Hadst thou thy wits and didst persuade revenge, it could not move thus.
You must sing a down, and you call him a downer. Oh, how the wheel becomes it. It is the false steward that stole his master's daughter.
This nothing's more than matter.
There's Rosemary. That's for remembrance. Pray you, love, remember. And there's Pansies. That's for thoughts.
A document in madness. Thoughts and remembrance fitted.
There's Fennel for you. And Columbine. There's rue for you. And here's some for me. We may call it herb of grace or Sundays. Oh, you must wear your rue with a difference. There's a daisy. I would give you some violets, but they withered all when my father died. Say I made a good end. But bonny sweet Robin is all my joy.
Thought and affliction, passion, hell itself she turns to favor and to prettiness.
Will he not come again? And will he not come again? No, no, he's dead. Go to thy deathbed. He never will come again. His beard was as white as snow. All flaxen was his poll. He's gone. He's gone. And we cast away moan. God have mercy on his soul. And of all Christian souls, I pray God, God by you.
Do you see this? Oh, God.
There it is. I must commune with your grief, or you deny me right. Go but a pass. Make choice of whom your wisest friends you will, and they shall hear and judge twixt you and me. If by direct or by collateral hand they find us touched, we will our kingdom give, our crown, our life, and all that we call ours to you in satisfaction. But if not, be you content to lend your patience to us, and we shall jointly labor with your soul to give it due content.
Let this be so. His means of death, his obscure funeral. No trophy, sword, nor hatchment o'er his bones. No noble rite, nor formal ostentation. Cry to be heard, as 'twere from heaven to earth, that I must call in question.
So you shall. And where the offense is, let the great axe fall. I pray you, go with me.